The United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and starring Barbara Luddy and Olin Soule. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for defense bonds presented by this station as a public service. For a secure America, for a secure future for yourself and your loved ones, buy United States defense bonds. Sign up for the automatic payroll savings plan where you work or the bond a month plan where you bank. There's no finer investment in the world. Time for the opening curtain, and here's Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra with a special Sosnick arrangement of Stormy Weather. Thank you. Thank you, Harry. And now, friends, our special guest. Many of you may not remember them by name, but all of you will remember them as the team which was featured on The First Nighter for so many years. Miss Barbara Luddy and Mr. Olin Soule making their second appearance on Guest Star in a playlet by Virginia Safford Lynn. Let's go round again. We take you now to Rod O'Connor, our narrator, speaking from Hollywood.
The stage of the Arlington Theater is set for the dress rehearsal of a new play called Trading Post. The settings depict an outpost of the far north, with snow, fir trees, and totem poles gracefully arranged. In the doorway of the Trading Post stands Leslie Stevens, leading man, a producer and author of the play. On the steps just below is Avalon Evans, famous movie star. Except for these two, the stage and darkened theater are empty.
For the love of heaven, why did I ever write this thing? Why didn't somebody shoot me before I ever began it?
Suppose you try telling me what you want me to do in a kind, considerate way instead of bellowing and shouting at me.
I keep thinking if I say it loud enough, you'll understand. Okay, let's run through it again. Now remember, I am in the doorway of the trading post.
I can see you.
Talking to my Eskimo traders. I'm sad, brokenhearted because you left me, but I'm trying to carry on. Well, what are you waiting for?
My cue.
Oh, pardon me. Yes, Sepaka. It looks like a long, hard winter.
George, I had to come back to you.
Listen, will you put that into dialect so the audience will understand you?
It took me years to cultivate that accent.
Well, start plowing under. Evelyn, you're holding up the dress rehearsal.
It was your idea for us to go over this privately. At this rate, we'll still be rehearsing when the audience comes in.
Good. They'll think it's a double feature. Well, let's run through it again. Come on, stop pouting and give.
I am waiting for my cue.
Oh, why didn't I take up ditch digging? Yes, Zapata, it looks like a long, hard winter.
George, I had to come back to you.
Listen, Hollywood, you're not a big movie star now. You're trying to make a comeback on the stage, and on Broadway, we still act.
They're certainly not particular what plays they put on.
Leave my play out of this.
Wasn't it enough just to write it? Must you also act in it and direct it? And perhaps with a little makeup, you could play my part, too. When you're ready to call dress rehearsal, I'll be in my dressing room. I'm expecting a long-distance call from J.C. Winkle.
You come back here. Going to ruin my show if I have to strangle her. No, I couldn't do that.
Now, you get straight out of my dressing room.
I came to apologize. I have been an inconsiderate heel.
Oh, you're just self-conscious.
Could I interest you in a slightly battered honesty?
I have been willing to cooperate right from the beginning. I have... Oh, Leslie, I'm sorry. I'll do my best. We will have a grand show. How can we miss it? Such a wonderful play.
Oh, it's not so hot, but maybe we can put it over. You're swell, Evelyn.
Well, you're pretty... Hey, don't call me Evelyn. It's Avalon with an A.
I knew you when it was with an E.
I prefer to forget all that.
Okay, that's okay with me. I threw away the best years of my life on you. But I'm rude about it.
Always shouting. You can't say one word without shouting.
I'm calm and peaceful. It's a pleasant day, and then you speak, and I want to shove my fist through steel girders.
I must have been crazy to take this part.
You were crazy to take this part. You were dying to get it.
Only because it was the only available vehicle in which to make my return to Broadway.
Courtesy of J.C. Winkle.
Yes.
Did I ask him to back my play? Did I ask him to put you in the part? No, that was part of the contract.
Do you know in two words what's wrong with you, Leslie? Green grace.
Green grace?
You're jealous of my success in pictures in Hollywood.
What about all my big hits on Broadway? And they were legitimate.
Meaning that my pictures were...
Yes.
Now, that's too much. I quit. I'm all through. Do you understand?
Fine. I'm glad to hear it. Hey, wait. You can't quit. We open tonight.
Not with this leading lady.
Well, of course, I can get another leading lady easily enough. The girl who plays the half-breed. Me, Kalamuk. Me, love, beautiful white trader.
Well, so she's finally gotten the part. She's done everything but put poison in my soup. Oh, this is very amusing.
What are we laughing at?
Do you think that without me the show will open? Do you think that J.C. Winkle will leave his money in the show if I'm out of it?
And all that I've done in my pitiful little way was try to make an actress out of you.
You've handed my part to that little snip.
Why, I haven't even so much as mentioned... The love of peace. Somebody'd think we were still married.
Please, what's your language?
Well, that reminds me. Did you ever divorce me?
Haven't you even bothered to find out?
I rarely read the comic strips.
I went to Reno, didn't I?
Thanks for telling me. I like to keep abreast of current events.
Well, I am now leaving. Keep abreast of that. And you can't stop me.
I'm not trying to stop you.
You're the most exasperating person I ever met.
I'd like to know where I can get in touch with J.C. Winkle. I want to see him. I want to look at him. I want to see what he's got that I'm glad I haven't got. Where can I find him?
The usual way, through his lawyers.
Oh, no. This time I'm getting to the big boy himself. And what's more, I don't think his name is really J.C. Winkle at all.
Oh, yes, it is, Leslie. Really, it is.
I've got a pretty good idea who this bird really is.
Well, it was the only way I could get the part. I wanted to be an actress again. I wanted to be with you in one of your plays. Oh, Leslie.
No, there. You could have told me.
Well, did you think I was going to admit I'd become a ham?
But I knew you were, dear. I'd have understood.
You thought Hollywood had gone to my head.
No, I didn't.
You thought I was just...
No, I didn't.
I couldn't have you find out that I was backing myself.
You couldn't have me find out what, dear?
Well, if you'd known I was backing your show, you wouldn't have let me come back.
Backing my show? You? For heaven's sake, are you J.C. Winkle?
Well, you just said you guessed all the time.
I thought J.C. Winkle was Laverne Steinberg.
Steinberg? How did he get into this?
Well, sure, he got you to go to Hollywood. He produced most of your pictures. Oh, my golly, what a lame brain I've been. It was you all the time.
You deliberately tricked me into telling you.
That's why Winkle never appeared or phoned. Oh, gosh, am I dumb.
I'll never forgive you for this, Leslie Stevens. You trapped me into telling you. You're a loathsome trickster.
You're the loathsome trickster. You're the one who... Oh, Evelyn, why did you ever leave me?
Oh, Leslie.
You still love me and I still love you. Don't we, dear?
And I always will. Oh, Leslie, I didn't really care whether I was an actress again or not. I just wanted to be with you.
Well, I really wrote that play just for you. It was a decoy. If you hadn't come back...
You'd have thought up another trick to get me back, wouldn't you?
My darling. Let's go out and get married again before we break up again.
All right, darling. Oh. Oh, no. We can't.
Oh, that's fine. I get it all built up. Ask you to marry me again.
But we can't because we still are.
That's no excuse.
Leslie, we are still married.
Oh, we are, Ari. Well, that's no... What? But you said you went to Reno. You said...
Just on location for a picture.
You didn't... We aren't... We're still... Oh, precious. You love me so much you couldn't divorce me.
Oh, I knew it would hurt you too much.
My wife.
My husband.
Well, it's good to have a second night from the First Nighters on our guest star program.
Thank you, Rod. I know I speak for Barbara as well as myself when I tell you we're glad to be back with you.
Speak for yourself, Olin Soule. When it comes to talking about defense bonds, I'll do my own talking. I buy them regularly as an investment in America and in my own financial security.
You've got something there, Barbara. But besides that, defense bonds make it a cinch to save, especially when you buy them through the payroll savings plan where you work or the bond-a-month plan where you bank.
Yes, Olin. It's that automatic saving that gets results that makes it possible for so many families to realize their fondest hopes. College for the children, perhaps, or a new home, or a secure retirement.
Friends, take our suggestion. Buy United States defense bonds. They're an investment in the greatest country on earth.
Right, Olin. Goodbye, everybody.
Thanks for inviting us, Rod. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Barbara Luddy and Olin Soule, and thanks for a fine performance.
You have been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature for defense bonds presented by this station every week as a public service. Today's guests were Barbara Luddy and Olin Soule, to whom we say thanks again for an excellent performance. Lewis Graff directed the play, and the music was by Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra. We'll have another outstanding star to entertain you next week, so we hope you'll be listening. Meanwhile, this is John Conte saying so long and reminding you to save regularly with United States Defense Bonds. They're an investment in America, an investment in your own future.